It's like little Corey, you were just saying, like the wholesome and the unwholesome. And
yeah.
That's what I keep coming back to, is true principle.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing it all for?
Yeah.
And like the not killing is like the principle of not harming. So you actually learn to get a feel for it rather than just like not killing just because somebody said to not kill.
But like, yeah.
Like there were these, I have a wasp nest in my outdoor light in my Kuti, and there's these paper wasps that live in there. So I forgot about them one night, and I turned on my outdoor light, and my outdoor light was on, and I was sitting on my porch, and the outdoor light gets hot, and they started buzzing and getting agitated. And I thought, I don't want them to be uncomfortable, so I just turned the light off. But that, I wasn't breaking any precepts by having the light on. And, you know, I could have easily thought, oh, if I leave the light on, I'll scorch them and they'll go away or something. I wouldn't have broken any precepts. But then a couple days later, they left. Actually, the big nest was just empty. Just took it out. So, principle.
Yeah, I think that's really important in that sense of the all of the different practices or standards that so-called define what is a Buddhist or whatever. Yeah, they aren't just rules to conform to or standards to conform to, but they have a purpose. And that purpose is that, you know, decreasing suffering, increasing happiness, decreasing the unwholesome, increasing the wholesome, increasing peace, decreasing confusion. And that's the underlying principle that we want to be plugging into. Yeah. And that's what can help us decide how do we maintain this? Why are we doing this? You know, it isn't just to fulfill the label, but yeah, to be able to plug into and embody these principles, these qualities.